When we talk about the future and future technology, everybody wants that technology now. Who wants to wait for something? We want it all now. For the last year, I've spent a tremendous amount of time on this podcast talking about future technology. And the thing that's most obvious to me is, yes, you can have success and a breakthrough in one specific area, but you need to have an infrastructure around that technology to support it and to help customers get access to it. On last week's podcast, episode 79, we discussed a series of minor successes from IBM that's helping them position themselves as technology leaders in the future. But just like Milhouse and The Simpsons, the minute they got some good news, the market brought them back to reality. So this week we're going to talk about artificial intelligence again, but we will focus on what is available today and what is available in the future and why we have to wait. I'm Joey Lombardi, and this is Sourcecast, episode 80.
And if I don't get the things I am after, I'm going to scream. I want the works. I want the whole works. Presents and prizes and sweets and surprises of all shapes and sizes. And now, don't care how, I want it now. Don't care how, I want it now.
Before we get to our main story, let's review the acquisitions that have taken place over the last week. Speaking of artificial intelligence, Google has bought a new AI company. Google recently purchased Hali Labs, and it's a small company still in its infancy, and it's based in India. The company had a self-described mission statement to help get more technology and information into more people's hands around the world. Google's been doing a lot of work in India recently, helping get more public services available to the people of the country. Things like internet and train stations, and offline versions of the apps, because internet is inaccessible in certain areas. This will certainly be an interesting story to follow. The former Hewlett-Packard Enterprise Consulting Division that merged with CSC, which became DXC, has acquired a company called TriBridge. TriBridge is a software services and cloud solutions company. The company will be slightly renamed TriBridge, a DXC technology company. That is terrible. TriBridge was known for being one of the largest independent integrators of Microsoft Dynamics 365. Terms of the purchase were not disclosed. And to round out our acquisition news, this is an older story that we're following up on. Microfocus, who is purchasing Hewlett-Packard Enterprise's software assets, but they're not really purchasing it because it's a spin merge. And if I'm not mistaken, Hewlett-Packard will actually own 50.5% of this company. But anyway, this British company has been slumping as the conclusion of the HPE deal approaches. The deal is set to conclude on September 1st, and stock prices have dropped 8% over the last few weeks. This certainly has me and stock investors wondering if this is a sign of future failures to come. On to our main story, artificial intelligence. I think it's fair to say that most people, when they think of artificial intelligence, probably think of Watson. IBM has done a very good job of getting the Watson brand out into the public consciousness. I have spent dozens of episodes discussing all the things that Watson can do. It was on Jeopardy, it can scan for cancer, it can propose cancer treatments. There have been a lot of specific use cases, and it gets a lot of press. But if you recall a story around tax season, H&R Block was getting a lot of press because they used Watson technology to do tax returns. And IBM and the H&R Block guys, they went up on stage at conferences and trade shows, and they talked about how Watson can do your taxes. But the people in H&R Block also mentioned in longer articles that they had to teach Watson tax code, and it took a long time. So there is a divide between investors and scientists when it comes to artificial intelligence at the moment. Simply put, to make artificial intelligence or cognitive computing or whatever you want to call it, to automate a task that a human has traditionally done, takes a tremendous amount of time, coding, thought to bring that solution into the market. It takes years. Investors and business people want those solutions now. So that idea of investors wanting solutions now leads to this story of Jefferies, which is the global investment banking firm. They recently released an article or made a statement that Watson is not going to make IBM money. The company audited a specific engagement between IBM Watson and MD Anderson, and they used that as a case study to show IBM's broader problems with scaling Watson. MD Anderson ultimately cut ties with IBM after investing $60 million in a project that went nowhere. Jefferies is basically saying there isn't one particular problem that is sinking Watson, it's just that it's overhyped and difficult to use. And there are other stories that corroborate many of the criticisms that Oracle, Microsoft, and now OpenText are launching against IBM. Recently, OpenText launched a new artificial intelligence platform called Magellan. OpenText is saying that they're using the open source community to help enhance their artificial intelligence platform, so they're opening it up to a larger community. Open source CEO Mark Barrenechea has been taking shots at IBM in the press, and I quote, "I do think you lose your job if you buy IBM, and it's our mission to crush that theme. That old adage, if you buy IBM, you won't lose your job, I think that's dead. They are locked into their little swim lanes, and opening up insights into all of those transactional systems is going to be very hard for them. It's certainly proving to be massively expensive." The OpenText CEO claimed that IBM's Watson information lake is like a, quote, "swamp of data," adding that Magellan is different in its centric applications, focus on automation, AI and APIs, and integration between transaction and AI system. I think it's good that companies are trying to be competitive with each other and trying to bring forth more competition and better solutions. But as I said in the open, new technology needs ecosystems to support it and to help it propagate. For the last few years, IBM has been partnering with educational communities, data scientists, and a variety of other developer communities to help get artificial intelligence more mainstream and to develop more solutions. So it's easy for another CEO or another competitor to take pot shots, but it takes years to develop these communities. And to say, quote unquote, "we're engaging open source communities," what does that even mean? And I'm going to make another comment. It's good that there are more companies investing in artificial intelligence. It will make it better. But OpenText has a reputation of not being a creative company or developing their own tools. They have been called in the press a technological graveyard where old software goes to die. As a reminder, OpenText recently purchased some of the troublesome autonomy software from Hewlett-Packard, and they also picked up EMC's, which is now owned by Dell, Documentum software. Well, I hope they got some shiny for me. Anybody got a Christmas tree? Can you part with a toilet seat? Jump up, come on and give it to me. Customers of those products are very concerned that there will no longer be new enhancements. So where does this leave IBM or any artificial intelligence company? Well, the Jefferies article, it isn't wrong. It is hard to implement AI solutions. And they made a comment that IBM may not see profitability for a few years. They're right. I don't think IBM or any company that's investing in artificial intelligence right now is going to see massive profits for the next 5 or 6 years. So the question becomes, is the company strong enough to survive until all of these investments and new technological platforms do become profitable? Let's rein this in from a procurement focus. If you're a large corporation, does like banking or insurance or anything that processes a lot of paper, is now the time to purchase artificial intelligence? Probably not. You have to teach these tools how to do document ingestion. Every minor change to every minor document needs to be taught, and you need to come up with a process for it. That is expensive. Companies like IBM and OpenText know that they're going to have to figure out better ways to teach the AI to read these documents, because if they don't, no one's going to buy this stuff. But I think they're going to get there. And in the meantime, there are dozens of other specialized solutions that are being created for artificial intelligence, like medical treatments for cancer and diabetes. Bottom line, we all have to wait for our fancy futures.
And that's all we have for this week. You can find Sourcecast on iTunes, Google Music, and all of your favorite podcasting applications. Sourcecast is recorded in bucolic Mandarin, New Jersey, and it's produced by my dad. The outro is performed by me, Ben Lombardi, and music is provided by Patrick Lee. Thanks for listening, and we'll be back next week.